Welcome to our program here today on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. We're very proud to be talking today with Sergeant Gabriel Schaller, who is joining us today while he is serving with the Marine Corps, and he's on location currently in Afghanistan and talking to us today from his position there. And, Gabe, thanks for being with us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Ben.
Let's talk a little bit about what you do in the Marine Corps. What is your specific job?
Yeah, I'm a EOD technician, and what that consists of is supporting Marine Corps operations by locating, identifying, rendering safe, and destroying hazards normally associated with improvised explosive devices or roadside bombs and unexploded ordnance and other explosive hazards associated with military operations.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a bit. Now, are you at Camp Leatherneck today? Is that where you are?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Camp Leatherneck.
Where are you from originally?
I was born and raised in Tucson, Arizona.
And how did you come to join the Marine Corps? Did you join out of high school, or was there another particular avenue for you?
No, it took me a little bit longer. I attended about 2.5 semesters of college at the University of Arizona, and my heart just really wasn't in school, and I dropped out for a while and was just working, doing construction and odd jobs, and after a while I wanted to pursue a different path and better myself, and I'd always wanted to serve overseas, so when I was 21, I joined the Marine Corps.
So was there a particular, say, either recruiter or a friend or some, or maybe family history that said this might be the way to go?
It had always been an ambition of mine to join the Marine Corps, but I kind of got sidetracked with wanting to go to college, and I just at that point, the Iraq War was going pretty strong, and that's what I wanted to be a part of, was serving my country overseas.
And when was that? How long ago did you join?
That was in 2006.
Okay. And this, I take it then, is not your first deployment?
No, this is my second deployment to Afghanistan, and I did two prior to Iraq in 2007 and 2009.
Wow, so 2007, 2009, one more time in Afghanistan. Were you at Leatherneck before in Afghanistan, or were you at one of the other bases?
No, I was in 2010 and 11, I was in Combat Outpost Payne
in
Southern Helmand Province.
Yeah, well, I would imagine that time and that place was a bit different than Camp Leatherneck is now.
It is, and it was a much more expeditionary fight in 2010-11. There was a lot more kinetic operations, and right now we're mostly focusing on a phased withdrawal and transfer to our Afghani partners and focusing on stably transferring the country over to them and
sure,
making sure they're ready to take on that role.
Well, when you joined the Marine Corps, was this an area in getting into EOD? Was this something that you wanted to do then, or was it something that you learned that skill while you were in the Corps?
I really had no idea what EOD was when I originally joined the Marine Corps, and basically over the three deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan, I was exposed to EOD while I was working with the grunt unit, and we went out on a lot of, found a lot of IEDs, saw some guys get hit by IEDs, and that's when I got the opportunity, both in training and overseas, to work with EOD and see what they do, and that's what turned me on to the idea.
Those of us in the civilian world have to say, either it's somebody with an outstanding attitude and great patience, or maybe just a little bit crazy. What do you say?
Probably a combination of all those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get a good mix of personalities in the EOD field, and there's definitely a little bit of a crazy factor, but that's kind of mitigated by the rigorous standards that both academically and physically that you need to go into the field.
Well, God bless you, what you do. And I would imagine, again, your deployments in Iraq to start with, where we saw the IED attacks so prevalent, and we also learned a lot about that, too. Have you seen your own knowledge of of EOD work improve during this time?
Well, definitely. I mean, it's kind of like any other job where, you know, you kind of want to see the tip of the iceberg before you do it. And then as you go through school and then go through the training and then actually doing a deployment, you get exposed to a whole new level of it that you really wouldn't understand until you're there. But in general, the coalition knowledge and understanding of the IED fight has really been the crux of the war, and it's gone from something that commanders and troops didn't really understand to something that at both the highest and the lowest levels of the military people value really highly now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's kind of what has set EOD apart.
Yeah, indeed. And in fact, again, we're talking to Sergeant Gabriel Schaller, who joins us from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. And in your career so far in the Marine Corps, well, first of all, is this going to be a 20 or plus year career for you, you think?
We'll see. I hope it will be. The Marine Corps and the military as a whole is feeling the political and economic environment right now, and
sure.
Opportunities are definitely harder than they were maybe 5-6 years ago. But I sincerely hope that it will work out, and I can make a career in the Marine Corps.
Well, as you continue on, are there some other areas that you would like to explore, some other things that you would like to do in the Marine Corps?
My goal is to be able to go to a position where I can support Marine Special Operation Command and fulfill an EOD role there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that indeed takes a special individual, too. So we look forward to hearing more about your progress as you go on. Are you able to stay in touch with folks back in, or do you have family back in Arizona still?
Yeah, I have my parents and younger brother in Arizona, my son Jacob, who's 6, and my stepdaughter Christique, who's 13. And one of the perks that being at a base like Camp Leatherneck is I'm able to talk to them and Skype to them pretty regularly, so that's great in comparison to what I've had on previous tours and a lot of guys have right now.
Certainly, and a lot of us of a certain age are envious of that as well, whereas for many of our friends and relatives that were in military service, it was that long, slow snail mail letter that they had to depend on.
Yeah, that's definitely a whole new aspect of the age we're in now, and one that's definitely to guys' benefit over here. It definitely makes the time go by better.
I would imagine, though, those little gifts and packages from home, even when they come from perfect strangers, are still quite welcome.
Yeah, definitely, and that's there's been a lot of support. We've been lucky and gotten a lot of different church groups and support groups and that have sent guys out pretty much anything they could need out here. But even beyond just the packages, just letters and, you know, knowing that you have people's support and that you're on their minds is really the best thing.
Now, you mentioned about trying to help with that positive transition to the Afghans and Afghanis forces controlling their own destiny there. Is that something that you have cross-trained? I mean, are you helping with that in some fashion?
I personally have not. There are EOD Marines and soldiers and sailors and really every job in the military that's taken an active part in that training and transition role. I myself have not this deployment, but it's kind of an ongoing effort for everybody, and most of the operations that we do now are partnered. So in that aspect, I've gotten the opportunity to work with Afghan National Army soldiers, but not in the role of training them.
Mm-hmm. Again, as this transition takes place, I know there's a lot of bumps that could be possible along the road. And one of the things that we hear constantly from our Marines, we talk about, you know, the political situation perhaps in the world, but their focus is on their mission. And I would imagine that's true for you no matter what else is going on in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's always going to be rumors and talk and current events, but as much as that stuff has a shock factor, you really just have to weigh heavily on what you're doing out here and focus on that. That's really the only way to get by and keep your sanity as well.
Now, I understand that you had some grandparents that were actually in various services.
Yeah, my my grandmother, Edith Schaller, served in the Women's Army Corps during World War II, and her husband, my grandpa, Larry Schaller, who's now passed away, he was a medic during World War II as well. And my grandfather on my mother's side, Lou Gillis, he was in the naval band during World War II.
Was that any of that an influence? I mean, did you ever hear those stories?
Honestly, I didn't as much now. I think after I joined the Marine Corps, me and my grandmother talked about it a lot more than we did before that. But I think she enjoys being able to kind of commiserate and bond with me about that experience in her life.
Well, we want to thank you, Sergeant, for joining us today. Great insight into what's going on in Afghanistan now with our Marines and our sailors who are deployed there to Afghanistan. And as then, Sergeant Schaller, Godspeed to you, and hurry home, and God bless you on your work.
All right. Thanks, Ben. It's been my pleasure.
Thanks, Gabe.